This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The group of concerned parents of Barbados wants a more proactive approach to environmental issues at schools. The Ministry of Education reports there'll be no school at the Luther Thorne Primary School today and tomorrow due to environmental issues. BAMP is pushing for more enforcement of occupational health and safety procedures in government buildings and schools. A political scientist is urging CARICOM to take quick action to deal with the growing crisis between Guyana and Venezuela. And the United Nations chief says Gaza may never recover from the ongoing war. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The group of concerned parents of Barbados has raised issue with the environmental challenges affecting a number of schools. Group coordinator Paula Ann Moore highlighted recent cases at St. John Primary, the Ann Hill School, and Luther Thorne Memorial, where both students and teachers reportedly fell ill due to these challenges. She says the group would like to see a more proactive approach to handling these problems.
Certainly when it's dealing with our children, we parents are particularly deeply concerned, and we trust that there is going to be going forward, a more proactive remedy and perhaps a more dedicated infrastructural committee specific to schools that ensures that budget and release of funds when needed at the earliest opportunity for the requisite infrastructure maintenance occurs, so that there doesn't seem to be this perpetual, more reactive response as obtained with the St. John Primary School situation.
She applauded the parent-teacher associations at the affected schools for taking action to ensure their concerns were not ignored.
We also want to commend in particular the PTAs of St. John Primary and Luther Thorne for demonstrating that the role of a PTA is not merely fundraising, but also to advocate for the best interests of students and therefore inevitably the best interests of teachers and everyone involved in schools. So I would exhort parents to ensure that they do support their PTAs and that the PTA executives are mindful that their role is not solely to execute the directives of school admin, but also to advocate for students without fear or favor.
Coordinator of the Group of Concerned Parents of Barbados, Paula Ann Moore. The Ministry of Education has announced there will be no school for students of the Luther Thorne Memorial Primary School today and tomorrow. In a statement, the Education Ministry said the closure is to facilitate meetings with staff and ministry officials and further evaluation of the school. Meantime, president of the Luther Thorne Parent Teacher Association, Nathaniel Boyce, said the environmental issues plaguing the school have been ongoing for several years. His comments came as several parents yesterday turned up at the school to voice their concerns about the situation. Mr. Boyce remains hopeful their concerns will be heard during a meeting with education officials today.
We don't want a new school, but we want to be in a safe and comfortable environment along with the students. And I'm sure the parents still want to see that happening. We're going to look to see if we can have a meeting with the deputy and see if we can have something definite, not just coming to hear or hear the concerns that have been sent over and over, but to say to us that next week or during the weekend, we're going to send some people to come and start doing some cleaning, send somebody to start the process. When parents get involved, you know that person's intent to listen, because some persons don't necessarily listen to teachers. They're thinking that teachers just want to kick a boy and won't work or whatever, which is far from the truth.
President of the Luther Thorne PTA, Nathaniel Boyce. There's a call for greater enforcement of occupational health and safety procedures in government buildings and schools across Barbados. It comes from the president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, who says poor ventilation plays a major role in the sick building syndrome in the workplace. Dr. Williams is questioning whether these buildings have the appropriate ventilation systems and wants the relevant agencies to step in and deal with the issues.
What we are concerned about is the lack of data and the lack of enforcement of rigid rules or consensus about rules. We need places like the NSI and standards to work with many different agencies to bring standards into play, particularly with things like maintenance of artificial ventilation, whether or not we are having correct procedures with our air conditioning systems and maintenance of those air conditioning systems. In these times of global warming, we have central air in many, many buildings, and if that is not properly put in and maintained, you will get molds and other threats to health forming.
She believes the issue is a complex problem which requires the advice of several professionals.
With sick building syndrome, each case needs to be looked at individually as to whether or not the working environment of people is contributing to their ill health. Most of the presentations of persons will be with respiratory and upper respiratory illnesses, ears, nose, throat, chest, etc. And so when you get a multiplicity of complaints from people working in these environments, there are lots of things that have to be looked at. And it takes a multidisciplinary team with aspects of people from health, from engineering, from architect to investigate and to figure out what is happening with a particular building before we can attribute the ill health that is seen there.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Political scientist, Senator Dr. Christina Hines, is calling for swift action by CARICOM to deal with a growing crisis between Guyana and Venezuela. Tensions between both countries intensified after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro announced the invasion of Essequibo and ordered a military contingent to occupy Puerto Barima area, which sits on the country's Atlantic border with Guyana. Speaking with StarCom Network News, Dr. Hines said the issue is a threat to peace in the Caribbean.
This is an extremely serious development. It threatens the territorial integrity of Guyana. It is a threat to peace in the region, and I believe it requires swift action on the part of CARICOM. There's only so much that CARICOM can do. Yes, you can issue a statement, you can invoke the regional security system, but the RSS will be inadequate in addressing any possible military confrontation or even providing a sufficient show of force that would act as a deterrent for Venezuela.
She believes Guyanese diplomats should return to the country until the situation settles.
I think at this stage, as much as people may not like the suggestion, it is critical to draw on the support of the United States of America's military in order to provide an adequate show of force. I mean, it's quite unfortunate and regrettable that this is the approach that may be necessary. And I would also suggest that it may require that the countries of the region, CARICOM member states, start to take extremely serious action by addressing the diplomats from Guyana in the region, perhaps asking them to return to Guyana until this kind of action has been halted.
Political scientist, Senator Dr. Christina Hines. And finally, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned the Security Council member states that the humanitarian crisis in Gaza may collapse. The UN chief invoked an article, UN article not used in decades, to call on members to avert a humanitarian catastrophe. He says he expects public order to completely break down because of continuing Israeli bombardment and lack of essential supplies. Israel's security cabinet has agreed to allow a minimal supplement of fuel into Gaza to prevent a humanitarian collapse in the outbreak of epidemics in the country's south. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office says the amount of fuel to be will be decided on by cabinet based on the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip. Recapping the headlines, a group of concerned parents of Barbados wants a more proactive approach to environmental issues at schools. The Ministry of Education reports there will be no school at the Luther Thorne Primary today and tomorrow due to environmental issues. BAMP is pushing for more enforcement of occupational health and safety procedures in government buildings and schools. A political scientist urging CARICOM to take swift action to deal with the growing crisis between Guyana and Venezuela. And the United Nations chief says Gaza may never recover from the ongoing war. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from StarCom Network News. StarCom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.